Vayter and Shasra and Daf Peidal, picking up on Peidal and Manal, the brand new Mishnah, brand new Perek, Mazel Tov, those who finish the 8th Perek, and let's keep trucking along. Here we go. We're going to see 4 different permutations of relationships here. Yesh Mutar Salbayim Vasusal Yavmeim. There are some relationships that it's mutter for a woman to be with her husband, but usher to be with the Yavam. There are some that Mutar Salyavmeim Vasusal Yavmeim that are mutter with the Yavam, but usher to the Baal. There are those that Mutar Salyilu, both are mutter, Vasusal Yavmeim, and those that are usher to both them. Now let's break it down. Here we go. These are the ones that are going to be usher to a mutter to the Baal, to the original marriage, but usher to the Yavam. Koin Hedyot Shanasas Almana, Vishla Ach Koin Gadol. A Koin Hedyot's allowed to marry an Almana. What happens though is he has a brother that's an Ach who's a Koin Gadol, and that's going to be a problem. She can't, because a Koin Gadol is not married an Almana. Rashi says, Hu Adin Li Basula. Also, if there's be of a Koin marries a Basula, the Kishamais Nasas Almana, she becomes an Almana, Vasula Koin Gadol, Ach becomes Koin Gadol, it's also to Koin Gadol. But Gemara Parak listening to Basula, why doesn't it say Basula? Gemara's going to ask that. Chalal Shenasa Kesher V'yeshla Ach Ach Kasha. Let's say a Chalal. That means if you have a man who's a Koin who marries a Grusha or Chalutz and they have a child, that child's called a Chalal. A Chalal is allowed to marry a Kesher, a regular Yisraelis. But what happens if V'yeshla Ach Kasha is an Ach Kasha, they share the same father with a different mother, let's say, and he's an Ach Kasha, then it's going to be a problem for the Yibim because she becomes a Chalala. Yisrael Shenasa Bas Yisrael. A Yisrael that marries a Bas Yisrael, Vishal Ach Mamzer, is a brother that's a Mamzer, that's a problem, she can't go to Mamzer. Mamzer Shenasa is good for the Baal, not for the Yavam. Mamzer Shenasa Mamzeris, let's say that's a fine relationship, mutter to each other, Vishal Ach Yisrael, but that's the problem. Mutaris Labaalein, Vasuris Labaalein, what about the next case? Where they're mutter to the Baal, oh, all those kids are Mutaris Labaalein, Vasuris Labaalein. Okay, now, Ve'elu Mutaris Labaalein, Vasuris Labaalein, and there's something that can be mutter to the Yavam, but it's also to the actual original marriage. Koin Gadol Shekidesh Es Almana V'yishlo Ach Koin Hedyot. I say Koin Gadol goes in his Mekadesh and Almana. He doesn't go and do Nisuin, but it is a Kiddushin. Rashi says, Aval Nasa, if he does Nisuin, they have a relationship, then Nischalala B'Biyasa, she becomes Chalala, V'asur Li'Vama Hedyot, then it's going to be Aser. So we're definitely talking about a case where it's a Koin Gadol that did Kiddushin to Almana, which is Aser, V'yishlo Ach Koin Hedyot, he then dies, that's going to be Mutter to the Yavam. Kasher, Shenasa Chalala, what happens to regular Kasher? The marriage is a chalal of a yeshlo ach chalal, and he's a brother that is a chalal. Here we're talking about this is a kohen who's not allowed to marry a chalal, but he goes and marries a chalala, and then he ends up dying. Then she and his brother, it's a chalal, that's a mutter. Yisrael shenasa mamzeres, that's aser, v'yeshlo ach mamzer, but that's a mutter. Mamzer shenasa bas Yisrael, aser, v'yeshlo ach Yisrael, but he mamzer marries a bas Yisrael, that's an aser relationship, he's not allowed to. And then he dies, v'yeshlo ach Yisrael, he has a brother that's a regular Israelite, that's going to be fine. Mutaris Liyavmei and Vasuris Liyavmei, those are these cases. Ve'elo Asuris Le'elu Ule'elu. And these are the ones that are also for both. Koin Gadol Shenasa Ach, Shenasa Es Almana. A Koin Gadol marries an Almana. Ve'ishlo Ach Koin Gadol. And he's a brother, he's a Koin Gadol also. Oh, Koin Hed, even though my brother's a Koin Hed yet, because once he becomes a Chalala, and that's an answer to both of them. Or Kasher Shenasa Chalala, Kasher marries Chalala, that's answer. Kasher Koin. Ve'ishlo Ach Kasher, that's also answer. Yisrael Shenasa Mamzeris, answer. Ve'ishlo Ach Yisrael, answer. Mamzer Shenasa Bas Yisrael Aser Vishal Ach Mamzer Aser Asus Leilu Uleilu Vishar Kol Anashim Mutaris Lavalei Mulimim. The rest are going to be mutter to both of them. Now Shnios Midivrei Sofrim. What about a case of Shnios Lerayos? We know Shnios are the Rabbanan Dika relationships that are going to be Aser. So when you have something that's a Shnios, then Shnia Lebaal Velo Shnia Liyavim. If it's a Shnia to the husband, but not a Shnia to the Yavam, then what's the din? Asur Lebaal Mutaris Liyavim. Pretty straightforward. It's us to the Baal, but when he dies, it's going to be mutter to the Yavam. Shnia liyavam velo shnia labal, then asur liyavam and mutaris labal. Shnia leze leze, asur leze leze. Now, in the case of all these cases, they have a shnia l'arayos, a sheni, then she gets messed over. She ends up losing out on certain things she would have gotten. Ein la lo ksuba, she doesn't gain her ksuba. Velo peros, she also doesn't get peros. We know that something called nichse milug, when a woman marries a man, so there's two options. Either what happens is that the property remains hers, and if they get divorced or they die, then she gets it back as is right now, whether it went up or went down. In the meantime, he can go ahead and have nichse milug plucking, which means he's allowed to go and take the fruit while it's in his possession. Or nichse sombayazol means they evaluate the field when it comes in, and when she comes out, if she dies or they get divorced, then she gets the value of what they evaluated at. What happened to Nichse Milug? We know that why is it that he actually gets the fruit? The answer is, that Rashi points out that we're talking about a regular case that says in Ksuba that if a man's wife gets kidnapped, he's going to go and he has to ransom her, he has to pay her back. So because of that, they give him what's called the plucking, he gets the fruit while they are married. But if in a case where they're not allowed to be married, i.e. this case of Shnius Laras, and therefore he doesn't actually get the fruits, but if he ate from the fruits, she wouldn't be able to get them back. So that's why it says, Ein laksuba velo peros velo mazonos. He doesn't have to go ahead, he doesn't have to sustain her. Again, they're meant to get divorced because Midrabanan allowed to be married together. So what happens is, if let's say he goes to another sea, overseas to another country, and she borrows money in order to be able to sustain her life, he doesn't have to go and pay it back. She doesn't get results. Velo belos, and also the clothing, the worn out clothing. This is talking about Nichzei Tzon Barzo. When they go ahead and they evaluate the value of the of let's say clothing she brings into, it's worth $1,000, let's say, and then it gets all worn out. And now she wants it back when it's still there. Says Rashi, he says, Im adayin yesh la belos v'shachkim in a begadim shechnitzo lo eino notlasan kishotzen de kitzur abaran. She doesn't get to take back the original clothing. There it's a kenas. The vlad kasher, but the kid that comes from this relationship with the rabbanan to geiser, the vlad is kasher. Because let's say we force him to try to go ahead and to divorce her. Almana lekoyin gadol. The Mishnah continues. If you have an amana that goes and marries a kohen gadol, which is aser, or grusha v'chalutza, lekohen hadyota, regular things like that, which again is aser, mamzer sanasil yisal, which is aser, batzisol and aser l'mamzer, aser, yesh lang ksuba. All of these cases do have a ksuba. Says Rashi, the Gemara is going to explain exactly why that is. Mefarish b'gemara taima. Now we go back to the original case of our Mishnah. When we spoke about the first case of that there's a relation, that there is such a thing called mutaris, ev elu mutaris labaleim, it's mutar to the husband, it's also to the oven. Kohen Hedyot that marries in Almana. Kohen Hedyot goes ahead and he marries an Almana, which is mutar for him to do. V'yishlo ach kohen gadol, he's a brother that's a kohen gadol. Now the Gemara asks, Ma'iri the Tani Nasa. Why is it that he uses the lush and the coins that marries? Listen to Kiddush. Just say, when he does Kiddush in Torah, Rashi says, the Hanami mutaris the Baila, the Asura liyavama. It's now going to be mutar to the Baal, but the Asur to the Yavam. Because if he dies, she's going to be almana to him, and that's certainly still going to be Asur. So why are you talking about Nasa? Just say Kiddush. So that's Gemara V'chitim. If you want to say, I'll tell you why. Because Taima de Nasa, the reason why it says the Lashon of Nasa is because now the Havile Asay Vilos Asay. Now we have two Isurim going on. We know it says we have an Asay. A Pasuk says that a man, that a Kohen Gadol is only allowed to take a key in Besula. That's an Asay of take only a Besula. And we also have a Los Asay. And that is an Almana he's not allowed to take. So Aval Kidesh, then you'd have an Asay and a Los Asay. Aval Kidesh, if it just would have said Kidesh, then we'd have what? We'd have only the issue of don't take an Almana. And then we'd have an Asay versus a Los Asay. Asay of Duyibim, Los Asay of doing, of not taking a almana, and Asya Asay, V'docha Los Asay, the Asay is going to be Docha Los Asay, that's what I had to have, the Asay and Los Asay, because then the Asay wouldn't be Docha that. Says the Gemara, you can't say that. V'alkulan Pirka, the entire Mishnah we just brought, are cases of Asay V'Los Asayu, and clearly we were overriding that principle here. V'lo Asay Asay, V'dochi Los Asay, we're not allowing the Asay to come to be Docha, the Los Asay in these cases. Hadra Kushnul Duchte, why are we saying Nasa? Just say Shekideh. Says the Gemara, Mishnah B'Dekabayi, the Mishnah Seifa, because of the Seifa, that's the third part of the Mishnah comes in, it says, Kohen Gadol Shenasas Almana. If a Kohen Gadol comes along and he marries an Almana, that's a case of Asur to both of them, to the original, to the husband, and to the other. So then in that case is Dafka Nasa. That has to be specifically Nasa, the Shavi Chalala, because then if it's Nasa becomes a Chalala, and it's going to be also a Kidesh, Shaila, if it was just a coin gadol that it was Bekadesh, then the regular coin is allowed to have an Almana. So Tana Nami Resha Nasa, therefore use the same Lashon. Since in the third case we're going to be in a case of Nasa, so in the first case we also do. Says Gemara, what are you talking about? If that's what you're saying, you could have written Kidesh or Nasa, and the reason we use Nasa is in order to be parallel with the third case. What about the second case? By the Tana Mishum Seifa, listening Mishum Mitziasa, what about the second case that we brought over here of Kohen Gadol Shekideh Almana V'yeshlo Ach Kohen Hedyot? This is the cases where we said that are usher to the Baal but are mutter to the Yavam, and over there uses the case of Kohen Gadol that did Kiddushin to the Almana, and that's going to be usher, but Yeshlo Ach Kohen Hedyot, then that has to be case of Kiddush, because if it was not, so then it'd be usher also to the brother. So why don't we use the Lashon of Kiddush? So that can't be the reason why we use the word Nasa in the Resha. Ela Mishum Bas Buksa the Kabay, because of the case which is right next to it. Rashi says Bas Buksa literally means hard. The Tani Nasa Bereisha the Pirkan Mishum Bas Buksa Klomer Hashinuya Betzida, the one that's right next to it of Chalal Shenasa Kshera, the case of Chalal Shenasa Kshera. The Kabay Lemisasa say Chalal Shenasa Kshera, says the Gemara now. Ela Mishum Bas Buksa of the Kabay Lemis the Chalal Shenasa Kshera, a Chalal marries a Kasher. That is a mutter relationship. And then what happens though is they have the brother who's a Kohen. Now that's a problem. It's going to be mutter to the husband, usher to the avam. Time of the nasa, the shavich halala, only because of the fact that they did nasa, and that should become a halala. Avalkide sharile, but if it just did kiddushin, then it would be mutter, misham hachi katani nasa. Therefore, I have to use the word of nasa as well. Okay, next. So that was the first question we asked, is why is the word nasa, ladies, the word kiddush? Now we're using a different question on that also. The Rashi brought up, why are you bringing the case of a Kohen who marries an almana and his brother's Kohen Gadol, listening to Basula, just say he marries a Basula. And even in the case of just in a Basula, once she goes and she dies and becoming an almana, it's also going to become a Kohen Gadol. So why are you saying that we're dealing with the case of that he marries an almana, which again is going to be mutter for the Kohen, but it's going to be aser for the Kohen Gadol. Beep, turn the page. V'chitem, and if you want to say that the Kosavar Haitana Nisum Rishonim Apilin, maybe this Tana, he's of the opinion that says that the original Nisuin, Nisuin Rishonim Apilin, that causes now the Zika to exist. Meaning at the time of marriage, when the Kohen is about to marry her, what's that status of the woman to the Kohen Gadol? At that stage, she's actually mutter to him if it would be a Basula. So if you say now Basula, then it wouldn't be a case of where it's going to be also. So because of Haitana Nisuna Rishonim Apilin, that's when it costs. And therefore, since she was mutter at the time before when she actually married the brother, therefore she was going to become, she's going to retain that status of mutter even if things happen afterwards. Then in the case of Basula, the Kohen Gadol would be allowed to go and marry, even if she became an almana. Therefore, our Mishnah has to say, we're talking about she was already an almana, and that's when the Kohen did it. If that's what you want to say, well, it can't be. You know why? Because Harei Chalal Shenasa Kshera, which is the next example that the Mishnah brings, a Chalal goes and marries a Kshera. That's the next case that's brought up over there. We know that it's mutter for the, I don't remember if I beeped already. Beep, paid out of my base. Anyway, that we know the regular case of Chol Magic Chair, which is a mutter relationship. No problem, but he has a brother that's a Kohen. And then what happens? That woman becomes an usher to do the oven because when he has a relationship, she becomes a Chalala. We don't say, oh, what's the problem? Nisun Rishonim Apilim. At the time they get married, it wasn't the problem. So therefore, even after, it shouldn't be an issue. The fact that we didn't say that must be that that's not true here as well. So the Gemara wants to know again, why do you feel the need to say almana? Just say the word basula. Says the Gemara again, we're trying to keep things consistent. Havada mishum seifa, certainly because of the seifa, meaning the third case, mishum de kaboy limits the seifa, they wanted to say over there, kohen gadol shenasa is almana, v'yesh lo ach kohen gadol o kohen hedyot. The third case of what's usher to the baal, but mutter to the yavam. So kohen gadol that goes and marries an almana. Sorry, again, the third case is where it's also to both of them. So Kohen Gadol Shenasas Almana is a Nisu into Almana, and he is a Kohen Gadol brother or a Kohen Hedyot, which sounds going to be also B'Kshim Chalala, Dafka Almana, that case has to be specifically an Almana, of a Basula Chazile, but if it would be that she's a Basula, and it would be Mutter to go to the regular Kohen, so Mishum Hachi Ketani Almana, therefore it's an Almana here as well. But in Chinami, could have said the word Basula. So like we see all over Shas, we like to keep things consistent in the Mishnah, even though we don't have to use those wording in order that people should be able to remember the Mishnah. So here too, that's why he wrote to that, to keep it consistent. Frak the Gemara Kasha now. We just had a whole list over here, but we know we had a Gemara Dav Ayin Ches, that we had Rav Dimi came along and he said an idea in the name of Rav Yochanan that is referencing the a Mitzri that comes and they convert. We know that the halacha is that third generation Mitzri is allowed to marry into Jews already. That means a man converts, an Egyptian man or woman converts to Judaism. They're called first generation. They're not allowed to go marry they're not allowed to marry a Jew, but they can marry other Mitzri, let's say they're converted. The second generation also can't, but the third generation already knows that first one's grandchild can now marry a Jew. So now Rav Papa comes down as a kasha. If it's really true that Rav Dima said in Rav Yochanan, that what? Im Isilah Dechi also Rav Dima Rav Yochanan, that what did he say? Mitzri Sheni. Shenatza Mitzri Rishona. You have a man who's a number two. He's a Mitzri Sheni. Now it's his father converted. And now he's the second generation. Shenatza Mitzri Rishona, but he marries a Mitzri Rishona, a first generation woman. Then Bina Sheni Hava. The son is called a Sheni. That's what he says. It goes by the mother. And therefore, the son is called a Sheni, and therefore, he's going to be usher to go and marry a Jew. She has to then, that kid has to marry a Sheni or to have a Shlishi, and then the Shlishi can marry a Jew. So, if that's really want to say that a number two man that marries a number one woman, right, first generation woman, Mitzri, then that the son's going to be number two. So listening, Lami, why don't we also say the following case and we'll be able to fit into the four different categories. The fact that we didn't seems to be a kasha, and that's what we're going to see what the four categories are. See, Mitzri Sheni, Shenasa Shtei Mitzrios. So you have a number two man that marries two women. A second generation Mitzri that marries two Egyptian women. One of them is a first generation, Mitzris Achas, Vishona, Vachashnia. One of them is a first generation, one of them is a second generation. So what happens is that the one that's the first generation, they have a child. What ends up having that child ends up being a second generation because the wife was the first generation. And the one of the second generation woman, that ends up being a third generation, you can marry a Jew. So now they have these two brothers. Right? The two brothers share the same father but different mothers. One of them is a second generation Egyptian, one's a third generation Egyptian. And now we said, Vahayulo Badam Irishana Ushnia, and that's what it says now. E Nasav Kirchayu, if they get married according to what they're allowed to marry. So in other words, the third generation one goes and marries a Jew, and the second generation one marries a second generation Mitzris. Then what's gonna be the din? Mutaris Labalein, that is a Mitzri, a third generation can marry a Jew, and a Mitzri second generation can marry a second generation Mitzri. So that's Mutzri to each other, to their husbands, Vasusli of Ban. But now when the third generation Mitzri dies and now his wife falls to the second generation Mitzri, that's Aser, because a Jew can't marry second generation Mitzri. And when the second generation Mitzris, now let's say the second generation Mitzri dies, now the second generation Mitzris falls to the third generation Mitzri, he's a Jew, and that's going to be Aser also. So it's a Mutter the Baal and Aser the Man. V'efach, and it would be the opposite case. In other words, that a second generation Mitzri married a Jew and the third generation Mitzri married a second generation Mitzris, then that's going to be a case of the opposite, that Mutaris Liyavayim Asus Labalayim. And what about the third case of Mutaris La'ilu U'la'ilu? What's going to be that case? That's a Gioris. That a Gioris is allowed to marry a third generation Mitzri and even a second generation Mitzri. This is going according to Rav Yossi because he's not called Kahal. So therefore, we would say that what that's going to be Mutter. Mutaris le'elu le'elu, because the Gioris could go marry the third generation and go to the second generation, and the second generation go to the third generation, that's fine. And Asuas le'elu le'elu islandess, and the second, in the category we said, also to both, is an islandess, a woman who can't have children. She marries a second generation Mitzri. Now, since an islandess is a regular Jew, she's also to marry a second generation Mitzri. And it's also in Yibum, because there's no Yibum by an islandess, even if it goes to the third generation, which is a Jew. So why don't we bring up those cases? The fact that we didn't say that must be the lacha doesn't go like Gravdimi. Oh, because it left out this case. That's Gemara. No. Tana v'shayer. We said some cases and we left over some cases. What are you talking about? That case would also be included. Relax. In classic Gemara form, whenever we say Tana v'shayer, that means you said some cases we left over some cases. The Gemara now says, really, what'd you leave over? Because you're not going to leave over only one case, you'll say. So it must be another case we didn't mention either. What's that? My shayer, thy shayer. What exactly did we leave over that we left this one over? Says Gemara, shayer petsua daka. What? How does that work? That works out. They're very simple. That if a woman, let's say, marries a regular yid, but the brother's a petsua daka, is mutter to the husband, but also to the oven. If she marries a petsua daka, the brother is totally fine. She's mutter to the oven, but not the petsua daka. If both of them are petsua daka, she's also to both. And if each brother is a petsua daka, but she's a gioras, then she's going to be mutter to both of them. Okay, so there we go. So that's the case we left over. It says Gemara, even should be to a daka. But really, if that's the case you want to say is left over, lav shira, that's not considered left over. You know why? The hotana le chayvi lavin. Because we already brought up a case of chayvi lavin. That is a case of a kohen who marries an almana is a lav. And that's enough to also include the case of psuadaka. So that's clearly not being left over. Really? Is that what you want to answer me? But atu chai ve'lav and milo katani v'hadr tani? We find in the Mishnah that we mentioned chai ve'lav and then repeat another chai ve'lav and also. Clearly that means it's not including everything. Why? V'hakatani, what does it say? We have a case of a kohen hedyot, shenas almana. You have a kohen hedyot, shenas almana, which is totally fine, but they have a brother who's a kohen gadol, which is a problem, right? That's chai ve'lav. And v'chalol shenas k'sheira, you have a chalol who goes and marries a kasher, and then they have a relationship and she becomes a chalala. And there's a brother who's a regular Kohen, and that over there is going to be clearly a halala, a case of chayvei lavin. So the Mishnah, if you want to say that the Mishnah is mentioning the concept of a almana to a Kohen Gadol, is it going to include the other the chayvei lavin also? Then you don't have to talk about the case of the halal altogether. Why are you talking about the case of the halal? So the fact that we actually double up and mention the idea of Chai Ve'lavin means that it must be that we now understand that there's a case that's actually Shia, that we left out a case that we didn't speak about because we had decided we needed to say Chalala. So lavin are not already inclusive. So we have another case of psuadaka, which is left over also, and everything is good and dandy. So where's no, nice try. That we needed to mention. We have to mention the case of the chalala, of the chalal that married the ksheira, which ended up being chalala. Why do we have to say that case? We had to teach the din of Rabbi Yehuda Amarav. Lo husiru ksheira slinasi the psulin. We know there's halacha that a kohen is not allowed to marry a chalala. But you would think maybe the same thing would be true, that a kohenness can marry a chalal. Therefore, we had to say this case out to teach you that lo huzu ksheros linasul psulin. It's not true. A bas kohen is allowed to marry a chalal. Therefore, we need a dafka to say that. However, the concept of lavin is already mentioned. Therefore, you don't have to mention the psuadaka. And therefore, you don't have ton of a shir. We don't have a second case of shir. I fact the gemara v'ha katani chalal shanasul ksheira. We know we not only brought up a case of a chalal that married a ksheira, V'Yisrael Shadasa Bas Yisrael. We are talking about the case of Yisrael Shadasa Bas Yisrael. V'yesh lo ach mamzer. And there's a brother that's a mamzer that's going to be also to marry over there. But we already know Chavi Lavin. So why do you have to mention the mamzer over here? Must be that we don't care of the inclusive of all Chavi Mamzer and Chavi Lavin. And therefore the Psuadaka is once again brought up over here as a Shir. This is what are you talking about? Han Nami Lo Mahadir Mr. He. That's also not considered a case that we're just repeating ourselves over here. We actually needed to write that. Da ashmin and lav she'ein shava bakol. Kamash malan lav hashava bakol. Because first the Mishnah wanted to teach us that there's a mitzvah of Yibam applies where the marriage was a very limited, a limited lav that doesn't apply to everyone. The Kamash malan. And then it teaches us that Yibam is even applicable where the first marriage was more inclusive, which does apply to everyone. The first two Yisurim that come up in the Mishnah are talking about an Almana to a Kohen Gadol or a Chalala is going to be also to Kohanim. But that's very specific Yisurim to very specific people. It's not very broad and open to the rest of the of Klal Yisrael. So one would have thought that, oh, okay, that Yibam, the goal is to be able to build up the first marriage. Maybe the only mitzvah is when it was such a specific type of iser, but not where it's going to be usher for more, for like to all of Klai Yisrael. The Mishnah therefore had to bring in the case of Mamzer, which applies to all Yidden, to teach that the mitzvah of Yibam even applies in such cases as well. So now we're back to the case where we had to write all these particular cases, and therefore we can extend Lavin to everything, and therefore you don't need Psuadaka, and now you don't have a Shir anymore. Really? That's what you want to do? That's what you want to say, but Hakatani, we said the Mishnah Yisrael shenasa mamzeres v'yishlo ach Yisrael, mamzer shenasa mamzeres v'yishlo ach Yisrael. We brought up both these cases over here, but if the Mishnah would brought up the case of mamzer only to teach that Yibam applies even in the case where it applies to everyone, why did you bring another case of mamzeres? We don't have to say that. Right, so the fact that it did say that must be that we speak out lav and we speak out other things as well, and therefore it wasn't one lav, which is including everything. And the fact that we didn't mention this other one of Psuadaka is because it's a Shir also, and therefore we have a case of Tana of a Shir, and the case of Mitzri and Mitzris also, this whole case we wanted to bring your Kasha from, against of Dimi Omer of Yochanan, is not a Kasha anywhere also, because it's a case of Tana of a Shir. Now the Gemara spells it out, Ela Lav, Shmamina, Tana of a Shir, Shmamina. Gufa, let's take it a step back. Amar Yehuda Marav. Lo huzu ksheres l'nasa psulin. That is that Bas Kohen, who's kosher, is allowed to marry a psu, apostle, is allowed to marry a chalal. Lema Messiah, let's try to back it up. In the cases that we brought in our mission, we said chalal shanasa kshera. My lav kohenes, so we're not talking about a case of a kohenes. So my kshera, what does it mean kshera? That means that kshera l'kahuna, she's kosher to be with a kohen right now. Rashi said, throw back the psachim, that the kaimela and kohen, kozman shemotzi lisa bas kohen. If a kohen can marry a bas kohen, lo yisa bas Yisrael. He shouldn't marry bas Yisrael. It's ideal to marry bas Kohen. Da'amar b'psachem, sudas ha-reshus bas Yisrael ha-Kohen be'il ovrin. Having a marriage of a Kohen to a non-bas Kohen, it's a sudas reshus, but it's not called a sudas mitzvah. But if you marry a bas Kohen, then it's actually called a sudas mitzvah. So the Gemara, no, that's not a riot to our discussion over here. You know why? Because lo Yisraelis. Well, the Mishnah is talking about over here is a Yisraelis and not talking about Bas Kohen. Well, my Ksher, what does it mean? Ksher? It means Ksher le Kahal. It means she's kosher to marry into the Kahal, to the regular general populace of Kalal Yisrael. Says Gemara, Yachi, if that's really what it's talking about, then when the Mishnah uses the Lashon of Yeshlo Ach Kosher, that he's a Kosher Ach, Nami Kosher le Kahal, that it means that there is a, it's also talking about that it's kosher l'kahal, b'chlal dehu pasal l'kahal. That implies that the original brother, the one that was marrying, is pasul l'kahal, but clearly that can't be, because we know we're talking about here, the Mishnah is saying that a regular woman, a kosher one, is a mutter to marry her. So therefore, when the Mishnah says that he's kosher, it means el alav, kohen. Doesn't it mean that it's talking about a kohen? When we do who kohen, he kohenes. And the fact that he's a kohen must be that she's also a kohenes. So we see, yep, that the Mishnah is talking about a case of a kohenes, and she's allowed to marry a chalal, so we have a good backing and support from our Mishnah to this statement. In fact, the Gemara, who says, me the area, where you're bringing a proof over here, because the fact that one meant that it's a kohen, so this one means she's a kohenes. Maybe that case is talking about everyone according to the whole circumstance that we're dealing with. Therefore, he's a kohen, but she maybe is not talking about a kohen, but it's talking about that she is allowed to go ahead and marry into the kahal. Therefore, you have no raya that this is actually a support for it. Okay, my friends, we're going to stop over here, picking it up next time with continuing on now, actually to go against this and challenge this idea that got a kohen is allowed to marry a chalal. Maybe we're going to show that he's actually not allowed to marry a chalal. She's not allowed to. We'll see that, God willing, next time. I want to wish all y'all a great, great day.